You're listening to IsraelScene.com, and this is Steve Ornstein. We have a very special guest today, a great interview with Adrienne Popkin-Schuster. She's a native New Yorker, spent the majority of adult life in L.A. Prior to her aliyah, immigration to Israel, she was trained as a marriage, family, and child counselor. She first engaged in private practice in psychotherapy and later worked as a social worker for the Department of Children and Family Services in L.A. She began work in Israel by securing funds, believe it or not, for a startup biotech company. That should be interesting to hear about. She joined her husband on a sabbatical back to the States in 2001 to 2002, and there she expanded her training to include professional life coaching. She views life coaching as a personal trainer. Her experiences are also in sales, marketing, and fundraising, and she said that proved to be invaluable in her capacity as a business executive coach, and I'm sure that's true. She's also been conducting business seminars called Moving Mountains with her partner, Ovadia Hyatt. Hello, and it's good to have you here.
Nice to be here, Steve.
So tell me a little about how you got to Israel.
Well, in 1987, I was doing some volunteer work for American Friends of Haifa University. And that year, for some reason, the Board of Governors meeting was held in October as opposed to the regular time of May or June. And they brought over about a bunch of people to go to Israel. And I had also gotten a friend involved with American Friends because they were trying to revitalize the Los Angeles chapter, which had almost been defunct at that time. So when we got to Israel, which was just for a five-day trip, they broke us up into smaller groups to go to various professors' homes. And I walked in, and I see kind of across a crowded room, this man is standing there. And honestly, he kind of looked a little bit like an old boyfriend of mine. And, you know, you get a smile on your face, and you think, please don't let anyone know how uncomfortable I'm really feeling. And we started talking, and this man, Richard Schuster, turned out that he and I grew up in Queens in New York, about maybe 20 minutes away from one another. And coincidentally, 10 days before I got to Israel, he had just come back from an almost two-year sabbatical at UCLA. So we were both in LA at the same time, but hadn't met there. So we spent the night talking, and then he had asked me if he'd like to be my guide, if it would be okay with me, if he'd be my guide to take me around Haifa.
Great.
That's what I thought. And we did that the next day, and we're driving around the Carmel and the mountains, and it turned out that he actually made Aliyah from Zambia, where he had been doing wildlife research and also teaching at the University of Lusaka in Zambia. And as we're driving, he was regaling me with stories of charging elephants and lions and rhinos. And I was sitting there thinking, this is a Jewish Tarzan. This is for me. And the rest, as they say, is history. So we met in 87. We got married in 1990. And we actually were a bi-continental marriage for about 10 years, although he was able to spend some semesters at UCLA, and there were summers and other vacations. And then it got to the point where my son got married and my daughter finished university, and I ran out of excuses. So it was time to bite the bullet, and I came to Israel in 1997. And went back a couple of times. It was a bit too much to sell my house in California initially, so I went back for a while. And then again, that came back in 1999. Then he had a sabbatical in 2001, 2002 in Arizona, actually. So since the latter half of 2002, I've pretty much been back in Israel full time, other than trips to the States, etc.
That's exciting. So, that's a full life.
Yeah, and we've also been doing a lot of traveling for different conferences and conventions that he's had. So we've been, in the past several years, besides Europe, to India and China and and Mexico, so that's been a real treat as well.
So tell us a little about how you got into life coaching and what it means to you and what it means to Israel to have you here.
Well, as I said, we were in Arizona on sabbatical in 2001-2002, and I had read a lot and knew something about life coaching because my background was as a marriage, family, and child counselor. And so I was able to really expand my knowledge of it and take courses, etc. And I thought that this is something that was not being done as much in Israel because it was had a huge presence in North America and the UK. And that there was certainly a numerable number of English speakers in Israel. So that because also there are many Israelis who are very comfortable in conversing in English. So I thought that that was what I was going to do when I got back, and that's exactly what I did. And I started giving talks and doing a lot of networking and advertising whenever I could. And where, interestingly, when I first came back to Israel, very few people, I'd say, life coaching, and it was this blank
drew
stare.
A blank,
right.
Yes.
the eyes begin to glaze over. But within 2 years, that changed dramatically, and now most people have heard about it. And just to really encapsulate what a life coach does, it's just, well, and what I do is I assist individuals and businesses in achieving their goals and being more successful in whatever area of their life or areas of their lives that they deem they want to change.
So I'm intrigued by the use of personal trainer.
Personal trainer.
I like that. Personal guru.
Kind of. It's because of the a coach is not only a personal trainer, can be seen that way, but also a motivator, a sounding board, a cheerleader. And
this is all one-on-one now. Is this correct?
This is all one-on-one, but actually I've been asked by several people about group coaching, and I think I'm going to start that either just before or just after Rosh Hashanah and start a few groups that way also.
So if you could pick out some highlights for us to give the audience a chance to get a sense of what life coaching is about and how is it different from therapy, psychotherapy,
okay,
or whatever. And especially when you're talking about direction and goals and
right,
how to fine-tune them to make a person satisfied and happy with themselves.
Yeah, well, what it is therapy tends to focus more on the past, where life coaching is present and future-oriented. Psychotherapy or counseling also tends to look at not to look at actions, where that's really the focus of life coaching, where therapy looks more toward or investigates more, much more about your feelings. And the other thing is therapy has a much more meandering path, where life coaching, because the client is setting goals, that you're always kind of focusing onto what milestones can be achieved to reach those goals and to help the person stay on track. So we do a lot of brainstorming for that. And also what I really like about life coaching, it's very egalitarian. It's non-hierarchical, which is something you often tend to have more in therapy than you do in life coaching.
Patient therapist.
And this is, you're working as a team. It's a real partnership. And when you brainstorm, you often throw out ideas, and it may not work for this individual, or it helps where it's not always the right idea initially, but it helps you sometimes parse out what's really needed for that person. And they tend to tell you exactly what that is.
How difficult is it to get this trust relationship, but I'm assuming that's really needed, especially in the beginning, to really be effective? Or is it over time develop as you're coaching to the point where there's a real openness and free give and take?
I'd say yes to both. But I think that also it highlights the qualities that you want to look for in a life coach. You want someone who can establish a quick rapport, because life coaching tends to be shorter time frame than therapy does. And then you also want to make sure that it's someone who's optimistic and empathic, a truly good listener, and they can communicate meaningfully and often succinctly as well. So those are your basic qualities. And I think...
Sounds like being in Israel is perfect. It's certainly more open.
And certainly
willing to tell you everything that's on their mind.
Everything that's
and
on their mind.
Your mind, too.
That's true. Except although I've had several Israeli clients, the majority of my clients are native English speakers. So that works a little bit differently because they still tend to be a bit more polite, shall we say. So that changes the framework. But the neat thing also that I found is that particularly so many Anglos that have come to Israel are extremely well-educated. So the caliber of the client that I have is mind-bogglingly intelligent and very, very vociferous, and many times they write well because often they're giving me feedback via email in between sessions. I give them forms that I call life work instead of homework, and which deals with the particular area or areas that they want to address. And then I send it to them via email and they send it back so that before the next session, I have all that information, and it really helps speed the process for the client. I've already read it. I usually take notes on it and then can ask, I think, you know, very direct questions about the things that they want to achieve. And or sometimes there are things that haven't been talked about initially but strike me as significant to helping them change the pattern that they want to change.
Is life coaching in Israel extensive, or is it still relatively a new phenomena?
Well, there are some coaching, often they're called, like, in quotes, institutes or colleges that are in Hebrew, and then there are others, several from the U.S., that give classes, I think both in Hebrew and English, so that they have... I think they're growing by leaps and bounds in terms of the number of students that they have. And many times people will take these courses just personally. They don't necessarily want to coach.
Just a personal growth.
So it's personal growth as well. And then some of them, many times you often find in life coaching a certain niche that someone has so that someone I was talking to here that's looking to probably go back to the States and do coaching had a lot of experience with fertility treatments. So we talked about there are fertility coaches, just to give an example, because of all the physical and emotional and educational needs that someone has when they're going through that kind of process. And then there are also for weight loss, image consultants, those that are more generalists. So you do have a huge variety. And the more you research it, the more you find out about it.
So what do you see for yourself in the future here?
Well, I've been giving a lot of talks, and I've been giving a lot of, besides on life coaching, also networking, which is quite essential too, because for anyone who has starting a business in Israel, particularly if it's not in Hebrew, you really need to know what other sources are out there and how you can attract clients. And then there's always the possibility of, with my new website that's under construction now, too.
What's the name of it? We have to at least tell people.
It's called My Time Life Coaching, all one word.
MyTimeLifeCoaching.com.
And the idea with that is that, for instance, when it's 6 o'clock in the morning in L.A., it's 4 in the afternoon in Israel. So where someone might not want to or cannot readily find a coach who wants to start working with a client at 6 in the morning, it's like, I'm here because it's at 4 in the afternoon. And whether it's through a webcam or Skype or any kind of other phone call. It's easily done because life coaching is typically done via the telephone.
Wow, so you're developing an international business with headquarters in Haifa.
Headquarters in Haifa.
Just a sidebar. How did you get to Haifa?
Well, my husband is a professor in psychology at the University of Haifa.
Oh, that works.
So that
and looking down over that mountain the Mediterranean.
We have a straight on view of the Mediterranean.
Unbelievable.
So it's quite spectacular.
That's a great place. Is there a phone number here in Israel that someone can get in touch with?
Yes, my cell phone is 0507-332-323.
And the country code is 972.
Right. That dialing is 011972.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
So, Adrian, your email address is?
Is SchusterA, S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R-A, @gmail.com.
Scene.com, and Shavua Tov.
IsraelScene.com.